Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to record a Dvar Torah, a drasha for the Noshim Tzidkanios of our shul. And I guess anyone else would like to listen as well. I'd like to speak about an interesting word that appears in the parasha more than once, but it's not a word that we find so much throughout the Tanakh. In the beginning, when describing the slavery of the Bnei Yisrael, the pasuk tells us, and again, this is the first chapter in Shmos, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel. The Avidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael Befarach, that the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, ruthlessly imposed themselves upon the Bnei Yisrael, and they worked them Befarach, with all sorts of very difficult, backbreaking labor. V'yomaro es Chayehem, they made the life so bitter. The morrow that we have on Pesach is a reminder of this. Ba'avoda, Kasha, Bechomer, V'levenim, V'chol Avoda Besade, all types of bricks and mortar and all difficult works out in the field. Es Kol Avodasam Asher Avdu Bahem, and again that word Befarach, that we were worked with back-breaking, crushing labor. We know the scenes. We can imagine in our minds what it means to be pressured and crushed through hard physical tasks. Skipping ahead to Chumash Vayikra, in Perek Chafhei, we get the same word again, Befarach. Comes along and discussing now in this context about having somebody working for us. This says the Chumash Chaf Hey Pasuk Mem Vav, Viz Nachaltem Osam Livnechem Achrechem the Reshes Achuzal LeOlam Bahem Tavodu Uva Achechem Bnei Israel Ish BaAchiv Lo Sirdu Bo Befarech. For your Eved Ivri, your Jewish servant who's working for you, you cannot work them Befarech. You can't do this to them. This word Befarech, the only other place we had it was back in Mitzrayim. So what does it mean? Just like you yourself suffered in this painful way, don't reciprocate and don't do this. You know what it means. You felt that inappropriate type of treatment. Don't do this to others. So this idea about using our own personal life experiences, our collective life experiences, what we went through, and to make as an impetus becoming more sensitive towards others, that's again, that just like we were worked Befarech, so too we can't do this to anyone who's working for us. And with this idea about using our previous life experiences, I believe there's another connection in the parasha as well. But again, in order to understand, let's skip ahead to the very end of Chumash in Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu, Chumash Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's farewell speech, and he's talking to the Klal Yisrael, and the Torah tells us in Perek Dalad, Az Yavdil Moshe Shlosh Arim Be'ever Hayarde Mizrucha Shamish, that Moshe divided three cities. These are the cities of called an Ir Miklat, where if a person killed accidentally, they run for their life, literally, and then they live in one of these cities. So on this, the commentaries explain, it's a Medrash, Devarim Rabba, Perek Beis, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to do this? So says the Medrash, Az Yavdil Moshe Zeshamar Kosov Ohev Kesef Lo Yispa Kesef. Pasuk in Koheles, which the Medrash is equating with this, that Moshe was somebody who loved mitzvos. And if a person loves money, they won't be satisfied with enough money. I got 100, I want 200. I got 200, I want 400. But Moshe, he didn't care about money. Moshe loved mitzvos. So now comes along the end of his life and he has an opportunity. Chaparayim, grab one more mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu is setting up these an Ir Miklat, which would again provide for somebody who's in. But the question we could ask on the Medrash is, if Moshe really just loves mitzvos in general, okay, so pick any mitzvah. Moshe, put on tefillin. Moshe, wear tzitzis. Moshe, build a sukkah. Why this connection for Moshe Rabbeinu building the Ir Miklat? So on this, we have to understand what the deeper connection is. Says a different Medrash, Mara Moshe Liti Nashal Ir Miklat. Why specifically this? So Om Levi Misha Ochel Es Hatavshil Hu Yodea Tamo. Because if you've eaten from the dish, you know how it tastes. What is it? What's the Medrash telling us? Moshe Rabbeinu, you yourself, your own personal life experiences, you know what it feels like to run for your life. You know that when, after you killed the Mitzri, right, Dosan Aviram, they were talking about it because you had to run away. You yourself, your own life experiences were one where you had to flee, and you know how it feels. So Moshe could have picked any mitzvah. Moshe picked his own life experiences, and that's why Moshe sets up specifically the Ir Miklat at the end of his life and not any other mitzvah. And I think a powerful lesson we could take from this is that all of us are at different stages in our spiritual journeys. And all of us have had our own unique life experiences. And there's a reason why that. Everything happens with a hashkacha pratis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is challenging us to take our unique experiences and to use them to help us become sensitive to others who might be going through the same thing. Two examples of that. We worked b'parech, so to not to work somebody else b'parech. Moshe Rabbeinu felt what to be a nirdaf, to be chased, to have his life, so he has had a special sensitivity in his heart towards others. For example, maybe you're talking to somebody who right now is struggling with kashrus, or they're struggling with keeping Shabbos, or they're struggling with shalom bayis. And if a person has gone through one of these areas in their life and they're past that, Baruch Hashem, now they can be a sensitive and welcoming ear and to provide guidance and support and chizuk. So I think that's a beautiful idea and takeaway from this week's Parsha. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.